Chapter 12. Zara. The black wings hit, like hawks descending on a family of mice. Men scream and horses whinny, scattering as razor-sharp claws grasp for exposed flesh. Immediately, two of the soldiers go down, their horses lacerated by the shrieking demons.
Run!
Rallos screams, his eyes wild with fear.
No!
Elias shouts in return, running toward one of the flapping beasts and waving his hands in the air to make himself appear larger.
Draw your bows! Fend them off! They'll follow us all over these plains unless we kill them now!
This seems to rally the bulk of the soldiers, who pull out their weapons and attempt to calm their stamping mounts. Pulling in source energy, I launch a ball of mage fire at one of the black wings, striking a glancing blow, but still managing to ignite a part of its wing. The monster screams in pain, jaws snapping, and flies back up into the air, attempting to extinguish the flickering blue flames by flapping wildly. Cursing, Owen puts back his hatchet and reaches for his bow, knocking an arrow and quickly loosing at one of the other flying demons. He hits it in the leg, prompting the claws to release a bleeding soldier, dropping him hard to the ground. The man groans, but does not get back up. Talon, who had pulled out a pair of short swords, leaps from the back of his horse and cautiously approaches a group of soldiers struggling with the third monster. He engages it, fighting with almost as much prowess as Owen. Readying myself for another spell, I glance out of the corner of my eye and see Elias stride up to one of the fallen soldiers, a look of determination on his face. He bends down over the man's broken and bleeding corpse and picks up his bow, grabbing a handful of arrows from the quiver and driving them into the ground in front of him. Nobody seems to be troubled by this in the midst of the chaos, and he almost casually knocks an arrow and begins aiming at the black wings, taking sight and then loosing within a matter of seconds. Well, I think, pulling in more source energy. Whatever his allegiances, at least he's fighting on our side. Feeling the surge of magic inside me, I turn to face the nearest demon. Lifting my open palm, I speak the words of power. Fos laser! Source energy courses through my veins, manifesting in the form of mage fire between my fingers before I hurl it into the air, the flickering ball of blue flames rushing up to explode directly on the monster's chest. It screams in fury and pain, diverting from its attack, and attempting to extinguish the fire with the beating flaps of its wings. Its efforts prove futile. The beast plummets to the earth like a meteor, crashing into the road and writhing about, black claws rending the earth around it. In a matter of seconds, three soldiers descend on the thing, stabbing and kicking and cursing in a vicious attempt to end its life. With one final shuddering wail, the demon dies, its flesh sizzling like burning tar. One down, I think, grasping my talisman and pulling in more source energy. Two more to go. To my left, another of the black-winged monstrosities swoops down and grabs a soldier by the arm, claws puncturing his chainmail and yanking him straight from the saddle. The poor man screams as the black wing flies into the air, carrying him up the way a bird of prey might carry off a rodent. It climbs high into the air, perhaps 50 feet, before releasing him, his body falling to the ground and hitting with a sickening crunch. I glance away, my stomach lurching at the sight.
Zara!
Owen cries out from somewhere down the road.
A little help, please?
Still clutching my talisman, I turn around to see Owen and Talon fending off the third black wing, which is hunched over the flayed body of a soldier. Roughly the size of one of the horses, with coarse black hair and triangular ears, the great beast leers at the two of them with a mouthful of razor-sharp teeth. Its hind legs are clawed, much the way a darkhound's are, and it walks on its folded-up wings like forelegs, a single hooked barb adorning the front like a curved finger. It lunges at the two of them, a hungry look in its red eyes, and it is all they can do to keep the thing at bay. Using Mage Fire once again, I throw a fireball at the black wing's side, engulfing its entire wing in magical flames. The beast shrieks, whirling on me, but in so doing exposes its flank to the two apprentices. Both of them lurch at it, striking with hatchet and short sword, causing its anguished screams to grow even louder. Dark blood spills upon the hard-packed dirt, and in less than a minute the creature is dead, sizzling like the other monster with its insides splayed out. The final remaining black wing doesn't relent, however, running down a horse and ripping open its flesh with its claws. The soldiers, those who haven't died or been severely injured anyway, rally around Owen and Talon, assuming defensive positions as the demon takes to the air once more. Elias, bow still in hand, launches another arrow into the sky, barely missing the monster as it whips around, wings flapping furiously. He curses, reaching down and picking up another arrow, his face a mask of grim determination. Starting to feel exhausted, I pull in more source energy, watching warily as the black wing begins to circle.
11 hells, one of the soldiers curses, cringing as the beast screeches again. It's coming straight for us!
Sure enough, the black wing dives, making as if to bowl into the crowded soldiers taking a stand in the middle of the road. It's so big, I realize in horror, still channeling. If it hits, it'll scatter them like twigs. Owen seems to realize the same thing and begins frantically waving his arms at the cluster of men.
Fan out!
He shouts, trying to shove some of the soldiers away.
Quickly! Fan out!
It does little good. The creature is almost on top of them, its hind claws extended like meat hooks. I hear a faint snap as Elias releases his bowstring, a white fletched arrow soaring through the air and arcing over the cowering soldiers. It strikes the demon in the eye, puncturing deep into its brain. And just as the thing is about to descend on the men, it crumples to the ground, wings snapping with the force of the impact. Soldiers scream as the black wing tumbles in a heap right in front of them. Then all goes quiet, an eerie silence settling over the expanse of fields.
Light almighty!
Talon breathes after a moment, glancing over his shoulder at Elias.
That was one hell's of a shot!
I sigh, releasing my talisman and letting the source energy seep out of me. The battle is over. The day has been won. Rallos, who had been cowering behind some of his fellows, straightens and brushes himself off, fixing Elias with an angry glare.
Put down that bow, traitor, he says coldly, snapping his unused sword back into its sheath. Demons or no demons, you're still not permitted to handle weapons.
But, sir, he saved our lives,
a white-faced soldier says quietly at his side. The man blanches further at the look Rallos gives him.
Relieve that man of his weapons now,
he shouts, pointing to Elias. Scrambling from his place on the road, the soldier jogs over to Elias and moves to take his bow. Elias complies, handing over the weapon without so much as a word. Even from this distance, though, I can see a dangerous glint in his eye.
Let's get this place cleaned up,
Rallos goes on, looking around to survey the scene.
Hide the bodies. We wouldn't want travelers to discover these brutes and panic. And someone find our bloody horses.
Most of the mounts had bolted in fear. The three of us gather together as the soldiers attempt to get everything in order. Talon wears a look of uncertainty on his face, while Owen just looks grim.
How did they know where to find us?
Talon asks Owen, his tone indicating that he's clearly shaken.
Either you're the unluckiest person I've ever met, or these things are following you, mate.
Yeah, I've wondered the same thing myself.
Owen shakes his head and puts his bow back over his shoulder as we go to help the fallen and injured. Something tickles the back of my mind, reminding me of something I once read about humans interacting with demons, but I quickly brush it aside. I'll have to do more research before diagnosing our apparent streak of bad luck. It takes some time, but eventually the men manage to wrangle the last of our horses, and we begin preparing to depart. Oddly enough, we bury the Blackwing's bodies as well, to prevent them from being found. Elias waits patiently astride his mare, watching the proceedings with his usual stony mask. Finally, with all traces of the battle hidden, we continue our journey, riding north toward the distant mountains. Most in our party, myself included, keep a wary eye on the sky. "Never a dull moment," I think to myself wearily. "Never a dull moment indeed."